Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to a joint talk about the LibreOffice WebAssembly, the how and why, which is a little bit of a journey for how to get LibreOffice into the browser, like for real. Right, so let's start. That's a chat talk, a joint talk with me and JMG, Jan Malek, who's been doing most of the implementation work. And let's make this half an hour worth the while. First of all, state of the art, or what is there today out there ready to use in production. Right now we have LibreOffice Online, or rather Collabora Online, which is HTML canvas-based browser version of LibreOffice, which is quite lightweight, used some tight rendering. Most of the heavy lifting, and actually the LibreOffice is running on a server, and which also means all documents are loaded there. So all the rendering, all the interaction with the document, all the editing, that all happens on a big host in the data center. So pros are it's very light on the client side. Essentially, it's just some images, some bitmaps to render. Documents stay on-premise, never leave data center. Easy, very easy for collaborative editing, because essentially just have one document that you need to keep in sync. So there's no conflicting distributed system issues to solve. The cons are there's no offline mode, obviously. It's relatively expensive to host. And there's obviously no peer-to-peer editing, which means everything that is like document content necessarily needs to be unencrypted on the server. Some pain points of that architecture, like more from a